Newsmax got dumped by DirecTV. Happened yesterday. Gone. DirecTV said it would have liked to continue offering the channel, but that Newsmax demanded a fee, as other major news channels do, to supplement advertising revenue. The channel and a raft of Republican congressmen have claimed the channel was deplatformed for being a conservative outlet. On multiple occasions, we made it clear to Newsmax that we wanted to continue to offer the network. But ultimately, Newsmax's demand for rate increases would have led to significantly higher costs that we would have to pass on to our broad customer base. The company added that Newsmax would continue to be accessible for free on its website, YouTube, and streaming platforms. It expects to replace the channel's slot now that the contract with Newsmax has expired. It doesn't really matter, by the way. There's no carriage fee paid. Newsmax didn't pay a license fee either. But DirecTV and Dish Network are dying. They're dying. I mean, they'll be gone in a couple of years. The mini satellite deal, it's gone. Nobody wants it anymore because there's streaming services everywhere. Lab-grown meat could become reality in some restaurants in the U.S. as early as this year. So say some. Would you eat it? I'll pass. Executives at cultivated meat companies are optimistic that meat grown in massive steel vats could be on the menu within months after one company won the go-ahead from a key regulator. In a show of confidence, some of them have signed up high-end chefs like Argentine Francis Mallman and Spaniard Jose Andre to eventually showcase the meats in their high-end eateries. No, thank you. To reach the ultimate destination, supermarket shell-tivated meat faces huge obstacles. Companies must attract more funding to increase production, which enable them to offer their beef steaks and chicken breasts at a more affordable price. Along the way, they must overcome the reluctance among several to even try lab-grown meat. I'd be that guy. Cultivated meat derived from a small sample of cells collected from livestock. It's then fed nutrients grown in enormous steel vessels called bioreactors and processed into something that looks and tastes like a real cut of meat, but it's just not. Singapore has so far approved the product for retail sale, but the United States is poised to follow, we're told. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said in November that a cultivated meat product, a chicken breast grown by California-based Upside Foods, was safe for human consumption. Yeah, you let me know how that works out for you. Petri dish pot roast, it's for dinner tonight. No, thanks. No Petri dish pot roast for me, thanks. I'm good. And how about the novelty of replacing one's home key with a microchip implant in your hand? It's gaining worldwide interest, but there's another more compelling story under the surface. Why is this technology, an integrated circuit the size of a grain of rice, reviled by some, celebrated by others? Nothing is neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. It's Hamlet, of course. It would be prudent to tell Hamlet that not all microchip implants are designed alike, and understanding the technological design enables one to better evaluate the competing viewpoints. Think about this. More than 50,000 people now have elected to have a subdermal chip inserted between the thumb and index finger. It serves as their swipe key, their credit card. Thousands of Germans have already opted to receive these implants. Does that seem like it makes sense to you?
We have ways to make you pay your bill. We have ways to identify you, Mr. Gruber. Hans Gruber.
Yeah, makes sense. Internet of Things, all part of the technology. So you've got fake meat. You've got microchips in your hand basically turning you one step closer to being a cyborg. And then you've got ChatGPT and other AI platforms with the ability to mimic human writing. And by the way, ChatGPT, if you're not familiar with this, you put in a couple of sentences, it'll write a whole press release for you. It'll write a whole job posting for you. It'll write a whole chapter for a book, maybe. It's praised by Elon Musk, one of OpenAI's founders. He started this company. OpenAI is going to be a huge company, more giant money. Chat Generative Pre-trained Transformer, that's what the name means. Released 2 months ago by OpenAI, it's taken the world by storm. But here's what it's just done. If you're not familiar with ChatGPT, you need to look it up. It just passed the United States Medical Licensing Exam and the Bar Exam. Yeah. It could get an MBA and pass really difficult tests. It means that plagiarism is going to be an all new thing. I think we haven't fully, here's a text. I think we haven't fully absorbed the fact that careful academic papers have found ChatGPT clearly passes some of the most challenging American professional exams. The U.S. Medical Licensing Exam, MBA Level Operations Exam, the Bar Exam. You can, well, if you have a style like me, if you write a certain way, you can teach this program how to write like me or you. Or you can tell it to write a song using certain key words and phrases and then say, hey, write it like Johnny Cash or the Bee Gees or whatever. You can write popular music by putting in just a few notes and a few songs. Yeah, there it is. There it is. It is, it's remarkable, actually. It's what it is. It's remarkable. And it's also frightening in the wrong hands, isn't it? Yes, yes, it is. At any rate, glad you're here. Really glad you're here. So, let's keep it rolling. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with sports after this.
MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.